Delaware Governor John Carney's new budget proposes investing millions of dollars more to help lower-income families afford child care. WHYY's Chris Barish reports the latest cash infusion would only be an incremental boost for a system that politicians, providers, and parents agree is struggling.
Jamie Schneider runs a child care center and advocates for providers. She says the state subsidy doesn't cover the cost of caring for and teaching kids.
If a company repaving I-95 submits an estimate of $1 million, they get paid $1 million. If they were paid like child care providers, they'd only be paid between $400,000 and $600,000, depending on the county where they operate. This means that providers are forced to keep staff wages low and unable to provide basic benefits.
Carney's administration has steadily raised the state's investment to help lower-income families. If lawmakers approve his budget, it will be $99 million a year, up from $38 million when he took office 7 years ago. Daniel Walker is Deputy Cabinet Secretary for Social Services.
Delaware has traditionally underfunded child care. Under this administration, we have seen the largest infusion of funds into child care in our state history, and so we certainly have acknowledged the need to move the needle.
State Senator Sarah McBride says the money will help, but still leaves too many families ineligible. A family of three whose income is $1,000 a week doesn't qualify for help in a system where some providers charge upwards of $400 a week.
We should celebrate this step forward, but recognize we have a long way to go before we've stabilized the child care industry in Delaware and guaranteed every family in this state access to quality, affordable child care. The system is in crisis right now in Delaware. There is no question.
About 13,000 Delaware families currently receive a state subsidy to put their infant, toddler, preschooler, or school-aged child into care. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.